At the war crimes trial for former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic, a number of reporters have been subpoenaed to testify. Some have refused, others have not. Today, the British Broadcasting Corporation's Jackie Rowland became the first journalist to testify at the trial in The Hague and to be cross-examined by Mr. Milosevic. Rowland was one of the principal BBC correspondents in Kosovo. Her testimony today focused on just one incident at the Dubrava prison.
I was asked by the prosecution to testify in the trial of Slobodan Milosevic because of two visits I made to the Dubrava prison in Istok in Kosovo in May 1999. The reason they wanted to talk to me was because on the occasion of my second visit to the prison, some of the corpses I saw, I was not at all convinced that they had died as a direct result of being bombed. There were questions in my mind as to whether they may have met their death in another way, namely whether they may have been executed, whether they might have been executed by the prison guards. The reason the prosecution wanted me to come along was because my testimony was simply another piece in the jigsaw puzzle which the prosecution is trying to put together in its case of alleged war crimes and genocide against Mr. Milosevic.
Did you feel that you were giving up your journalistic role, and did you feel that you were putting other journalists in the future perhaps in harm's way?
No and no, of course, because otherwise I wouldn't have done it. As a journalist, we bear witness. That's what journalists do. We bear witness on the events that we see, and we bear witness to our viewers and our listeners. And I felt that what I was doing in the court today was simply an extension of that. Furthermore, for me, there were no kind of ethical or professional dilemmas there. It wasn't as though there were any confidential sources I had to protect. There wasn't as though I had any kind of secret informant who I had to protect, anyone who could potentially be put at risk as a result of my testimony. My sources were my eyes and my ears and my brain. And if anyone was going to be at risk, it would be me and me only. I do not subscribe at all to this theory that testifying to war crimes courts could potentially put future reporters at risk reporting on future conflicts. And I'll tell you why. Being a reporter itself is a danger. We've seen it in the case of Daniel Pearl, how he was killed. He was killed not because they thought he might testify at some kind of war crimes tribunal. Journalist work is dangerous. The fact that we carry filming equipment, sophisticated portable satellite technology that enables us to send pictures back almost as they happen. We haven't quite got to the stage of being able to broadcast war crimes live, but it will happen soon. And because of this, this is why a future war criminal, a future military leader might want to liquidate a journalist, because of their footage, their ability to transmit pictures, not because he's afraid that maybe in 5 years' time, this journalist might hypothetically testify against a hypothetical international tribunal.
Jackie Rowland, you had a long history with the regime of Slobodan Milosevic. What did it feel like to be sitting in such close proximity to him in this kind of cross-questioning?
Well, I actually had to go into the court two successive days. The first day I was in the court just for 15 minutes while the prosecution presented its evidence. On that day, I'll be honest with you, I was very nervous, and I made a point of not looking in the direction of Mr. Milosevic at all. However, on the second day, when I actually went in to face the cross-examination, I adopted a different tactic. I just decided that I was going to look him in the eye and face him down, which is what I did. I was very firm and very accurate and paying attention every tiny detail in answering his questions, and I had to correct him on a point of Yugoslav constitutional niceties. And I think that he became aware at quite an early stage that I wasn't going to be walkover and I wasn't going to be intimidated, and it became far more of an intellectual debate.
Well, Jackie Rowland, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jackie.
The BBC's Jackie Rowland, who testified today at the war crimes trial of the former Yugoslav president, Slobodan Milosevic.